I knew it to be true when I had my 275th birthday. Sure, others were living into their early 200s, but I was the outlier. It was on that day, my 275th birthday, that I knew the ugly truth. I would never die. Our people made leaps and bounds over centuries through medicine, dieting, lifestyle changes, and the slow but steady increase in life expectancy. I searched for death for many years, but she never found me. Now it was I who searched. Our elders led missions aggressively, hunting for me with armies full of strong 125-year-old men and women so finely tuned in their corporal engineering that they moved in a sort of swarmed dance, graceful but deadly. Word spread quickly of my immortality. Long had our people quested for eternal life. My people naturally assumed that my body had an epiphany, a code, a secret, a means of simply turning on the immortality feature that we'd yet to unlock since the dawning of time. The truth was much simpler than that. I was the first, the alpha but not the omega. Through the power of evolution, be it very slow, I was the lucky one to cross the line. I shared the news with a few close friends, and they protected me mercilessly, but were not long for this world. I could not be on the run with friends near 200 years old, in the twilight of their time on our planet. I moved delicately across the grasslands, outsmarting our troops as best I could. I lived long enough to see our entire world three times over, but I would never get to see Valhalla. I took a seat to rest, and soon heard the faint rumbling of footsteps. My people searching for life, I for death. I closed my eyes and hoped for an ending.